Steve Shelf manages the Delavan Township Community Park. He says he's just learned from state historical officials that a 1,000-year-old Indian burial mound exists in his park, and part of it lies under the horseshoe pits. Shelf says he's excited to learn of the mound, and will be putting up signs soon to help protect it from park visitors.
You see this large boulder where it pie shapes into the site. We're going to put a plaque on that with much more information in depth about the inhabitants here. We're hoping in the future to bring in tribes that may have evolved from these earlier Native Americans and have some type of a ceremony here.
The burial mound is the only one visible out of five originally recorded by state archaeologists in 1926. Development has since destroyed the remainder, including two mounds that were made in the forms of a large bird and a catfish. Amy Roseborough, assistant to the state archaeologist, says Wisconsin is filled with such mounds. She says it's difficult to keep track of them all.
There are burials all over the state. People have been living here for 13,000 years, dying here for 13,000 years, and we have not even begun to account for the burial places and sacred places in the state.
It's not known yet which tribe may have created the mound, though park manager Steve Shoaf says it's likely either Ho-Chunk, Potawatomi, or Cahokia in origin. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.